Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 78. Today we're talking about when you should consider using a professional trustee in your estate plan. Now, typically when we are talking with clients and we are designing their plan, we talk about who should be the successor trustees. Those are the people who take over the management of the assets in the trust if you become incapacitated or when you pass away. They are responsible for managing the assets in the trust and making the distributions for the trust beneficiaries. If you're incapacitated, you're still the trust beneficiary. When you've passed away, the people that you name in the trust become the new beneficiaries. So typically, our clients will name individuals as their successor trustees. That might be the adult children who are responsible. That might be parents. If you have young clients and they have young children, they might have their parents listed as their successor trustees. If you don't have people in your immediate family who could serve in that capacity, maybe you just have a very small family, you have people who you don't consider to be responsible or organized enough to serve in that role, then you might consider a professional trustee. That would be typically a bank or a trust company, and they have individuals who serve as trust officers. They become the trustee of the trust when it's their time to serve, and they manage the assets the way the trust says that the assets should be managed for the benefit of the beneficiaries of the trust. Typically, professional trustees do a great job. They follow the law, they follow the procedures, they follow the trust instructions, they do everything that they're supposed to do. It's their job, they do this every day. Of course, when you have a professional trustee who steps in to serve as the trustee, they do get paid for those services, and so that is something to consider as you're deciding whether to name a professional trustee or not. So if you don't have someone, an individual, who could serve in that role, then you might consider naming a professional trustee. You might also consider naming a professional trustee if you are setting up a supplemental needs trust for one or more of your beneficiaries. Supplemental needs trusts are complicated to administer. There are very specific rules about how assets can be distributed, what they can be distributed for, the records that need to be kept. And often individuals either don't have the time or just aren't prepared for the administrative responsibilities of serving as a trustee of a supplemental needs trust. And a professional trustee really shines in that role. So those are two circumstances where you might consider naming a professional trustee in your plan. If you have questions about either making a plan or updating your plan, if you are in Ohio or in Michigan, we can help you with that. We can talk to you about that. Our contact information is in the show notes, and you can set up a consultation with one of our attorneys. I hope that's helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.